Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Lynette Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 105 here on this Saturday morning as we take you around the DMV. Nats baseball coming your way at 105. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will get you warmed up for the series finale of Nats and Orioles starting at 105 with Nats on deck. First pitch set for 135. And per usual, you can hear all of the action right here on The Fan. What a weekend it has been. Big time NBA basketball on tap here this afternoon. Yesterday was the first Saturday in a while. In about a month, right, where we haven't had any postseason basketball. We do have a massive game number 7 this afternoon between Denver and Oklahoma City. Winner punches their ticket to the, almost said the AFC championship game. Winner punches their ticket to the Western Conference Finals. It's the NBA we're talking about, young brother. So make sure you keep it locked in all afternoon long. We will get you a full-scale preview of that. One real quick note on Nuggets and Thunder here as we get geared up for that one a little bit later on. Aaron Gordon, who has been really a godsend in this series and throughout this NBA postseason for Denver, he has a grade 2 hamstring strain. And according to Shyam Sarani of ESPN, it will be several weeks before he is back at 100%. Despite that being the case, he is pushing, and the trainers in Denver are pushing hard for him to give it a go here this afternoon. And newsflash, they're going to need him, 110%. Aaron Gordon has been awesome. His defense on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been great. His rebounding, I thought, has really separated him in this series as well. Whether this is fair or not, it's kind of my thought process with this. First of all, the NBA MVP, for it to be divvied out or given out so late in the postseason, right, it should be a postseason award, shouldn't it? And the reason I say that is whoever wins Game 7 here this afternoon, I would think between SGA and Nikola Jokic, whichever team wins, I would think their guy would have the leg up on the MVP.
But those games don't count because it's for the season, and we're not talking about including the playoffs.
Right, but there's no way as a voter you're not going to have the postseason play impact the way.
But
you
didn't
think
they already
the
vote before the season was over?
No, it hasn't been. Ended.
I thought they'd vote before, like, or not like before the playoffs start. I thought that's when they were voting. We just don't get the results till now.
Maybe I'm totally wrong.
We just don't get the results till now, but I think they had to have
I'm
them in already.
Pretty sure. Maybe I'm totally wrong on that.
I know the NFL does it that way. I guess I kind of assumed the NBA did, but maybe I'm wrong.
When does NBA vote for MVP? Ah. Wow. Huh. You're right.
Boom.
That's stupid. That's stupid.
Well, the award is for the season, though. It's you could be better in the playoffs. You know, look at some of these guys that really turned it on. You know, Jimmy Buckets, for example. Awesome in the playoffs, not always awesome in the regular season.
Can I be honest? I'm stunned that that's the case. That's a dumb rule to me. It just is.
What's the record? It's for the season, though. You're getting the award for your season. They have a playoffs MVP award. They have that as well. So, you know, wasn't it the Dream's the only guy that won all four in one year, right?
I mean, that's still. I just took the wind out of my sails completely. Honestly, because, like, there's no way. I just think it's a bad. It's bad.
It's bad how late it comes out. It should really come out, like, middle of the first round.
So exactly. Yeah. At this point, it's almost like, well, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, in the digital age, it doesn't take a long time to calculate results of a vote.
No, it doesn't.
No.
If it's going strictly based off the regular season, probably it's going to be, I'm annoyed. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander as the MVP. You damn right I'm annoyed by this because it doesn't make sense. It makes sense if you're going to consider it the Kia 2024-2025 regular season MVP. The regular season in the NBA is so pointless. The basketball that's played in the regular season is so different compared to what you see in the postseason that you're right. Maybe it should be looked at as two completely different things. But damn, make the postseason MVP have more mystique and value to it. Because if you're the most valuable guy in a postseason, you were good enough for your team to get to the postseason. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, but usually the championship team, you know, whoever wins the championship, you're going to get. Someone on that team is going to be the postseason MVP.
What if they don't deserve it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess there's arguments over if KD should have won it or Steph Curry that one year or whatever. You know, like, I don't know, but there are arguments and debates can be had, but that's why they vote, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm annoyed. It is what it is, though. Like I said, we'll take you up to 105. Nats baseball coming your way at that time. I just caught, a back and forth on social media between my guy J.P. Finley and Grant Paulson. J.P. tweets, McDonald's breakfast remains elite. And in typical Grant Paulson fashion, the most inquisitive person I know. What's your order? J.P. follows up. Today was sausage, egg and cheese, McGriddle, hash browns, and a Diet Coke. Slapped. Introduced the girls to McGriddles, too. They were blown away. Daddy, the bread is pancakes. That is awesome. Nothing that just made my damn morning.
And I know JP is a mega fan of the hash browns, the McDonald's hash browns breakfast.
I mean, that's tough, though. I got to think about, I think JP's daughters are, his oldest daughter, I think, is like 5 or 4. They're not, his children.
Yeah, they're around the age of my kids.
His children are really, really young, so I'm not surprised that they're just now getting introduced to the McGriddle. I love the reaction because, like, why else would a kid be infatuated by a McGriddle? Daddy, the bread is pancake. That's lit, yo.
My kids have never even had McDonald's, so.
Wow. So that's interesting. Do you think they would have a similar reaction?
I mean, they're still, like, in a real picky they only want plain cheese pizza. They like pizza, but it's got to be plain cheese. Even though you're like, no, these toppings are great, and you like what these are, they're like, no, got to be plain, you know, macaroni and cheese, grilled cheese sandwich. Like, they're still in that, like, everything's got to be, like, bread and cheese, basically. But,
Is Nuggets a big thing in your house?
Not really. They love fries, though. Especially the younger one loves fries. And the bigger the fries, she's like, that's a huge one. I got to have that one. Yeah. You got to, like, hand over all your biggest fries whenever you order them to her because, like, she will demand them.
That's amazing. That's amazing. One thing I know it's on the TV right now, and I was annoyed. They're playing we were saying this yesterday on the air, Chris. They're playing the Basketball Africa League on NBA TV. And I know you know my story I told you about, you know, my roommate that left from Morocco to go play basketball overseas. He's now back, and I got a text from him yesterday saying, you know, damn, I could play in the Basketball Africa League. And I go, you know what, you can play any league you want to now that you've abandoned me as a roommate. So technically, you can do whatever you want. it's been really cool to follow that little process. I feel involved. It's got me back in the gym. Lifting, since he's been back for about a week. And you know what I was doing before? The old jog walk bit. I did the Josh Connolly Jr. challenge in here the other morning.
On air? Like, all right.
Live on air, on video. You know we're trying to have a new emphasis on social media here at Odyssey DC.
I have heard something about that. So
your boy thought, why don't I get ahead of the curve, so to speak, and do one of the hottest challenges sweeping DMV Twitter right now, the Josh Connolly Jr. challenge. It was humbling. It was. It made me think about how far removed I am from being a top-tier athlete. And obviously, I'm still super competitive with my mindset, right? I go to LA Fitness. I play pickup basketball. I lift. I'm pretty active, despite what the oldest in charge on this airwaves likes to say. Hashtag Rick Doc Walker. It's always the best bit, Chris. I got a new car last summer after totaling the one that, you know, you came and rescued me from.
I don't remember anything about that situation.
Yeah, no. I mean, how could you ever, right? So, got a new car last summer. And before that, you know, I was Ubering a lot. And one of the most humbling things, it's humbling, and it honestly acted as like, you know, motivation, I guess. Anytime I would get in an Uber, it was random. It's almost like the only Uber drivers I would match with would be guys that listen to sports talk radio. So every time I get in the Uber, Linnell? Are you Linnell? Linnell! And I'm like, yeah, buddy, it's me. You're a lot smaller than I thought you were. We thought you were 600 pounds. And I immediately roll my eyes and go, you know what? Thankful that I haven't let myself go that bad, that I'm not 600 pounds, but damn that Rick Doc Walker. It's the first thing that I thought.
He tells everybody I'm like 7 feet tall, so you know.
Oh, yeah, it's like sports radio. There's like a, because we're not visible. Well, now we are a lot more visible because of streaming and social media and things of that nature. But I get where the DOC comes from with that. It's, we're like these imaginary characters to a lot of folks out there. That's why, you know, our events where when we're live out on location always, you know, it's so interesting and do so well.
It's imaginary until we run into them and meet them.
Right. but from a fan's perspective, right, and I was once a fan, you know, of sports talk radio before getting into the profession. Actually, you're right. It's almost like a, you know, the first professional people I met here at the station when I came back a couple of years ago, I was in college. It's when Grant and Danny were in middays. They were doing their show out of this studio that I'm in right now. And when I saw Grant and Danny up close in person and seeing him for the first time, it's almost like, you know, going and meeting your favorite wrestler, right? Like, these are guys that I've, you know, grown up listening to. And I guess the difference in wrestling, like I'm saying, is before this age of social media, radio guys were known for strictly their voice. You don't get to see them. So when you finally get to put a name to a face, so to speak, it gives you just different perspective. It's the best way that I would put it. It gives you, you know, different perspective. So that was always, you know, funny and interesting to see. Humbling at the same time, like I said, being in the Uber and having someone say, oh, you're not actually that big, though. Or you're not actually, you know, that small, though. It's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I get it kind of a different way sometimes. Like every now and then,
well, you're a whole different type of superhero. Superhero.
I don't know about that, but but like this is when I was at a good friend of mine's. Unfortunately, her dad passed a few months ago, and I was at the funeral with her family there. And her mom is a huge fan of the station, and she's like, "Oh, I heard you were working at, you know, 106.7 these days and stuff. You know, that's cool. What do you do there and stuff?" And I was like, "Oh, you know, I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, kind of everything, whatever." And my friend told her mom, she was like, "He's Heavy Metal Chris on the show." She's like, "Oh, that's you?" She's like, "Yeah, this is a lady that's known me decades because I've known her daughter or whatever all these years." But it's just funny, it like clicked in her head. She's like, "Oh, I actually know that person and have known them, You know, she didn't know that it was, she never made that connection.
No.
You know, I just thought that was kind of funny.
Like, it's honestly.
It's like, yeah, no, that's me.
It's honestly.
She's like, of course they call you Heavy Metal Chris, because, like, I was always into metal back then, too. She knew that. Like, it's
you and your overly loud music. We love it. Mark is in Landover Hills. What's up, Mark? How you doing?
Hey, Linnell, what's happening, dude?
What's going on, Mark? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, look, I don't want to be a bearer of bad tidings, and I'm not trying to be Linnell, because, man, I like you, buddy. But listen to me here. I just want to say this. And I told J.P. Finley this once about a year ago. Is my friend, don't pay attention to what people say, and Rick is doing that for a reason, because he likes you, man, and sees a lot of potential in you, okay? And I know it's hard sometimes. Man, I used to be overweight myself, man, and I've got a few years on you. But remember what you eat and find out where it comes from. And in your formative years, McDonald's isn't what you should be feeding yourself or your kids. And believe it or not, Linnell, you are still in your formative years. Try and eat better, buddy. Remember, we are supposed to eat things that you dig up out of the ground or pick off of a tree. And we are not supposed to base our diet around meat protein. Eat more vegetables. Eat fresh foods like you were talking about the other day when I was listening to you about the farmer's market, Linnell. That's all you need to do. And as far as dropping your weight and keeping in shape, man, you don't have to jog, walk like you were talking about, buddy. You just need to get out there and get that heart rate up and do it. And if you're ever interested and you'd like to learn more about what you eat and where it comes from, I'd be more than willing to help you anytime, Linnell, because you make my life better, just like Chris does. But you got to be careful with this convenience. Because believe me, my friend, when you get cancer, like I had, believe me, man, you will learn that convenience will kill you. Because a lot of my friends who were into convenience and ate what was convenient for them and easy right at the tips of their fingers, that's what ended up getting them in the end. Wow. And hey, remember, Linnell, you got people out there that care about you, buddy. Hey, even Anthony cares for you, buddy. Everybody who listens to you cares for you. And you're not always going to hear what you want, Linnell. And remember this too, buddy, what you and Chris were just talking about with the MVP. That might not make sense to you, Linnell, but you've got to segment stuff. And if they vote before the season is over, like Chris was trying to tell you, it does make sense, and that's the way it should be. Now, as far as the playoff MVP goes, I'm with you, Linnell, but don't take for granted your food or what your body type is and getting in shape,
Mark,
buddy.
That is some very interesting insight that you've given us. First, congratulations to you overcoming that. That is,
well, man,
powerful.
All you got to do is put an effort forth, Linnell. That's all it takes, buddy. I leave my house in the evenings and go walk for 45 minutes, and I've met lots of really good people. Just like I've met you and I've met Chris. And, hey, that's all you have to do, buddy. Let me tell you, the low road in life is no effort put forth. So that should tell you something about convenience. So prepare your own foods and learn a little bit more about the culinary arts. It's not that tough. And don't forget, Linnell, you can still go to Aldi and get organic carrots for less than $2 a bag, buddy. Put some roughage in your life, buddy.
Real quick, on carrots, and I get the overall message. Just real quick to dunk on carrots. Hey, carrots. I don't know what it is. There are some foods, and I know you're probably going to think he's just talking
asparagus
about
it. Asparagus is mine, man. You'll never convince me that asparagus is worth eating. It just stinks so bad. I just can't.
See, I just love all things that are green. Like, I love asparagus. I love broccoli's my favorite vegetable. I love green beans. But carrots,
Remember, it's the stuff they put on the foods and what they do to the foods, guys, that gets all of us.
Has them sauces. You got to watch out all them sauces on everything.
Yeah, it can't feel too saucy.
I'm not talking about the sauces, Chris. I'm talking about the poisons they put on them. Herbicides.
I know.
Well,
algicides. So try and eat more organic and try and eat more fresh stuff, Chris. Especially give that to you and the girls, buddy, because you guys are good folks.
Oh, no, of course, man. Like I said, my kids never even had McDonald's. They don't even know what fast food is. They've never been to a drive-thru.
Mark, we are up against it. Appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. 1-800-636-1067. Is this 1067 the fan? No, I'm joking.
Yes, we is.
As I mentioned, we'll take you up to 105. Big time Nats baseball coming your way. At that time, Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler get you warmed up for the series finale of the Battle of the Beltway coming up at 1:35. Denver and OKC a little bit later on in Game 7 of the Western Conference Semifinals. Winner of that will punch their ticket to go meet Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Alex Ovechkin had his end-of-season media availability yesterday. He gave some insight about what is next for him in his age 40 season. That is next there on The Fan.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Just getting rolling here on The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. I'll take you up to 105. It's when Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will take things over, warming you up for the series finale of Nats and Birds out at Camden Yard, the Battle of the Beltway. That is a 1:35 first pitch pregame coverage. Like I said, it gets rolling right here on The Fan at 105. Speaking of the Baltimore Orioles, yesterday, news broke during this show that Brandon Hyde out as the manager of the Baltimore Orioles, a 15-29 start for the Birds. And I think anybody that is familiar with the situation in Baltimore understands that, well, yeah, Brandon Hyde, the manager, is who is falling on the sword. I get it. That's the guy who's falling on the sword. But realistically, this is a Mike Elias problem, right? The Orioles right now are playing or have been playing disheartening baseball, right? Brandon Hyde is a really good baseball guy, right? Think about what's happened over the past couple of years with that group. 101 win season, 91 wins in the last 2 years. Like, this is a group that's got talent, that has had talent in this organization, in their farm system. There have been a lot of bad veteran decision-making when it comes to the Orioles and the moves that they made this offseason. That's the big thing that I noticed as well. None of their offseason additions have panned out to this point. They made this move early enough in the season to where maybe it sends a culture shock, right? Maybe throughout that dugout and that clubhouse and, you know, maybe it gets guys to rally and turn things around, but oof, it's tough. We'll see. They can get off the schneid today. Nats looking for the series sweep It'll be Michael Soroka on the bump for DC. Like I said, 1:35 first pitch. You can catch all the action right here on the Fan. Nats back at home this week coming up. Two straight series at Nats Park. Three against the Atlanta Braves starting on Tuesday, and then a weekend series with the San Francisco Giants starting on Friday. So after that miserable seven-game, eight-game losing streak for the Nats, they've now won three out of their last four and are looking to get the series sweep this afternoon against Baltimore. We will let you hear from the great eight Alex Ovechkin coming up here momentarily. He had his end-of-season media availability yesterday and, you know, gave some insight on what the future is like for him. But before we do that, we'll go out to our guy Mitch in New Jersey, who wants to add into the conversation we had to start the show. Do you feel like the NBA MVP should be a award that is voted on based off of regular season and postseason play, Mitch?
How's it going?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to get a little thing with the baseball, but I think it should be MVPs for the regular season. If it's gonna include the postseason, then maybe they should include it as career stacks. I know it doesn't count. Same thing with the baseball and football.
That's interesting.
Maybe it'd be a little incentive to play better. I think Shea's earned an MVP by a hair, but if I'm looking forward to Shea and Anthony Edwards, that's what I want to see. But if they lose again, in the second round, it's a pretty big choke job.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just rip the MVP and give it to Jovic, but I'm just being facetious there.
No, it's interesting you mentioned, real quick, and I'll let you continue. It's interesting that you mentioned Shea versus Anthony Edwards. If that is what we get in the Western Conference Finals, it's almost like they're competing to be the face of the NBA, Mitch.
I think they're both going to be. And it's just like, there's no one competing against Michael Jordan. I forgot who's the closest. And I'm getting old here. That'd be great. And to me, that's the real finals. But no disrespect to Indiana and the Knicks is going to be a great series. And you mentioned about James Wood. I hope that Nats can sign him long term, just like was done with Michael Trout and Merrill from the Padres.
Yeah.
They got to sign up before the war because this organization has a lot of money. I know the price is getting to be out of hand.
Yeah.
But anyway, I hope James Wood is a keeper.
Yes, indeed.
You have a nice week. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, indeed, Mitch. I appreciate you chiming in as always, man. Yeah, so a couple of different things. And we'll talk a little bit about the Nats before we get out of this opening hour as they've played a little bit better here in this series against Baltimore and the way that they finished that last series against Atlanta. It's my number one concern. Every home run that I see James Wood hit, I immediately start thinking about where he will be playing his baseball long term. And I think, and maybe I'm completely off base with this, because he is from Olney, Maryland, because he is a local cat, is there more of an incentive for him to stay home? I know he's a Scott Boras client. I understand the history and the reputation of Boras in this organization in particular. But does that change with James Wood because he is a local cat and this means a lot to him? He is a bona fide star. I don't know how many folks are, dialed into the Nats every day because of the record and them being, not really a contending team. They have a bona fide superstar in James Wood. He's probably, it may be somebody that, watches some of the other teams around Major League Baseball can contend or contest what I'm saying, rather. It's, for my money, the smoothest, most effortless swing in all of Major League Baseball. 6'7", smooth swing, glides across the base pads. Defensively, I want to see him get a little bit better. But, I mean, he is an absolute star in what you need to compete in today's, Major League Baseball. I think moving forward, if you are the Washington Nationals, James Wood, you got to think about him long term at some point. I mean, can't you get C.J. Abrams locked up here? And if I'm not mistaken, Abrams is not a Scott Boras guy. So maybe, just maybe, you have better luck with that. And he has done a tremendous job this year as well, building off of last year's, all-star campaign, hitting the ball still with great power, making great strides defensively at shortstop. There's a lot to like about the young Washington Nationals. The big thing that we've been talking about with this group and that a lot of folks have said, and I agree, if they had had at least an average-level bullpen to this point in the season, if the bullpen could just be average, maybe we're talking about them legitimately being in the wild card race in the NL. Let's go to Jumbo on the Eastern Shore. What's going on, Jumbo?
Hey, good morning, man. First of all, as a lifelong Oriole fan, that's not a Brandon Hyde problem. All you got to do is go back to last year, and for all that Mike Elias has done good, when he traded Connor Norman and Josh Stowers for a 4-11 Travis Rogers Miami, you can look up the numbers on the phone or computer, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That said it all to me. As far as playoff format or MVP, should be a regular season and a playoff MVP like you kind of do now. And would you agree that the Wizards are coming along kind of good with some of the players? I think so. Do you?
So that's very interesting that you brought that up. We'll actually let you all hear from Ted Leonsis.
Well, real quick, uh-huh. And I'm going to hang up. Real reason that,
uh-huh.
They need to, here's what I think. Yeah, sometimes we got to come on slow. They need to go all in on Tanakunpo. That's what I think. Anyway, all this.
Wow, isn't that interesting? I appreciate the call as always, man. So Giannis is available, by the way, according to multiple reports. And he did a Q&A on the X app last night. And there's some very revealing answers is all I will say. We'll get into that as the show rolls on as well. But real quick on the Wizards. Look, to me, because of the way the NBA draft lottery went, it feels like there's a lot of doom and gloom surrounding this organization. They have two picks in the first round, number 6 overall, number 18 overall. Last time that was the case, they ended up with Jan Vesely and Chris Singleton. That won't be the case because this front office, way more competent, way better basketball minds. They will end up with two quality players to add to this young core. It just stinks that you couldn't land the number 1 overall pick. What we discussed a little bit yesterday is if you are a Wizards fan, knowing that the Sixers are reportedly shopping that number 3 pick, how inclined, how interested would you be in moving up to number 3 overall? So that's something to chew on as well. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. The Great 8, Alex Ovechkin, had his final media availability of the season yesterday. Let's hear from him and whether or not, you know, he is interested in continuing his hockey career at age 40. All that and more coming up next on The Fan.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Coming up at the 11 o'clock hour, we're getting into the Washington Wizards a little bit. NBA draft lottery was last week, and a lot of people distraught about what happened to the DC family. Came into the night, tied for the best odds at the number one pick with Charlotte and Utah. They end up picking sixth. What is next for the Washington Wizards? We'll discuss that coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll also let you hear from Ted Leonsis, the owner of the Washington Wizards, defending, I don't even want to say defending, explaining in his words what last year was for the Washington Wizards. So make sure you stick around for that. Speaking of the Wizards, their roommate at Capital One Arena, the Washington Capitals, the big brother of the Monumental Sports Network is the way that I would put it, had a really damn special season this year. Obviously, they end up getting sent packing by the Carolina Hurricanes in the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. They lose in five. But I had this conversation on Friday with my guy Toby Altizer sitting in for JP and B-Mitch. I think now that we've had some time to debrief, so to speak, right? Season ended Thursday night. We've had the weekend to kind of compartmentalize everything. I don't think you can describe this cap season, honestly. Let's break it down into two parts here. I think there is a curve that this season needs to be looked at on. Now, what I'm going to say here next is going to rub some people the wrong way. But when you enter a playoff run as the number one seed in the conference and you do not punch your ticket to the conference finals, I think it has to be described as a disappointment. Honestly. Now, I understand in the grand scheme of things, when you consider the moves the Caps made this offseason, being more active than they had been in a while, I think when you put that context around things and the way things were able to gel and the chemistry and the camaraderie that was formed in that locker room this year, and if you look at it from that vantage point, yeah, season is a smashing success. Because I don't think anybody expected them to have the second best record in all of hockey, to be the one seed in the Eastern Conference. I think people thought this team would be improved. I think people thought they would be better based off the moves they made this offseason. But when you look at the development of guys and guys sort of playing above their means the way that they did, right? Jacob Chychrun and Alexi Protas, right? Like those guys, Pierre-Luc Dubois, those guys giving you more than you would have thought you would have got from them initially. I think when you look at the season through that lens, yeah, smashing success. The way that Logan Thompson played in net. Now, obviously, in this Hurricane series, this is what's so damn polarizing about it. I'll put it to you this way. For anybody that is locked into the NHL on a regular basis, if I would have told you going into this series that Freddie Anderson would have outplayed Logan Thompson, you would have thought I was drunk. So it kind of just shows you, one, it's a credit to how good Logan was during the regular season and the toughness he showed in that opening round series against Montreal, coming back from injury, playing as well as he did. And then it also showed you, like, when they needed him the most in their biggest series of the season against what I'm calling now their arch nemesis at the Carolina Hurricanes, he didn't play well. I don't know if that's a byproduct of Cap's defense. I don't know if it's a byproduct of him just not being focused. I don't know if it's bad puck luck. Whatever you want to describe it as, bottom line is this. Logan Thompson was not great this year. The special part about this season, obviously.
He was good this year. He wasn't good this series.
Excuse me. The special part about this year, obviously, is Alex Ovechkin breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record. And after he broke the record, one of the first things I thought was, man, depending on how their Stanley Cup playoff run goes, will he decide to call it a career? Yesterday, Alex Ovechkin had his final media availability of the season and had this to say about his future as a Washington Capital.
You know, it's for me, it's first of all to make a roster in 4 years old, you know? I have to pass skating tests. It's the one thing, and then we'll see.
So you got off to that really hot start this year, right? I mean, I think the game you broke your leg, you scored 14 and 15 to start the year. Like, did you learn something about how you need to train in the off season to get off to such a hot start?
Yeah, I think most important thing is to do smart things when I go back to my home.
Yep.
Obviously, relax, don't think about hockey, and then you have to, like, start doing again, you know, and that's the hardest part after the summer. How I said, me and Bible are going to do our job to get ready for the season, and do my best.
It's Alex Ovechkin in his end-of-season media availability. Sure sounds like a guy that is going to come back for the final year of the five-year extension he signed a couple of years ago. The question I now have, and if you watch this series against Carolina, it really stood out. I don't know how much it stood out in the opening round series against Montreal. I think we got to start having a real honest conversation about the best version of this Caps team and how much ice time Alex Ovechkin should be seeing, especially when it comes to just how impactful he is in the other facets of the game. There was a lot of hubbub made about the comments from the TNT broadcaster about him being a one-trick pony. Watch this series against Carolina and the lack of movement and impact. Kind of is a one-trick pony at this point. But that's okay because he's one of the greatest goal scorers of all time. The greatest goal scorer of all time.
It's kind
of
like calling like a home run hitter, a one-trick pony or something. It's like, yeah, but that's a pretty good trick. It's a pretty good trick.
Right, exactly. Now, I totally get what you're saying. I feel like because hockey is a game where, you know, two-way players are valued, Ovi at this point in his career, not a two-way player. He's a liability, you know, defensively, right? Like,
I mean, when he's up and hitting people all the time.
You love that, but it felt like in this series in particular against Carolina, you didn't see a whole lot of movement.
And it wasn't just him. The whole team didn't seem to be hitting that much either.
And that's my big takeaway for the season in terms of what needs to be added this offseason. You got to get your books realigned. I think they should be in a good space financially when it comes to the cap. But they got to get some more speed. That was the difference between them and Carolina, right? Washington's a big, physical, burling team. I think they need to add some more speed to this group. And if they're able to do that, love the tandem they have in net with Chucky and Logan Thompson. You got a couple of really good key cogs defensively. You got some guys, you know, that can put the puck in the net. They're going to be here for a while. How they bounce back and capitalize off of this year's group is going to be huge. What type of step does, you know, Ryan Leonard take next year in year number two? Can Tom Wilson, you know, replicate the, you know, goal-scoring output that we saw from him this past year? And then the other thing is this. I really feel bad for him. Their health down the stretch, I mean, it was god-awful. And I know it's something that every team in the NHL deals with, but I can, you know, when I think about,
they didn't have it as bad. I mean, Tom Wilson was healthy. Ovi was healthy. The goalie was healthy.
At the end of the year, though, like not having Martin Fehervaari, I think, was probably the difference in this series. And he would have made a huge impact when you think about how electric Carolina was offensively, man. So it's tough. We will see what happens next for this bunch. Alex Ovechkin, based on that clip, seems like he is coming back for his age 40 season. A lot more to get to. Let's take you up to 105 here on 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. Top of the 11 o'clock hour, we're getting to the Washington Wizards. NBA draft lottery was this past week. Wizards had the top odds at the number one pick. Ended up picking sixth. We'll let you know what is next for them, plus let you hear from Ted Leontes. When we come back, though, we got another chapter in a rivalry that I think is going to cause a massive boom in a certain sport that's kind of on the rise right now. We'll give you the deets on that next. This is The Fan. +1 800-636-1067, the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP, tapped in. The youngest in Charles and L. Willingham will take you up to 105. Nats and O's Battle of the Beltway series finale comes your way at that time. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will get you warmed up with Nats on deck. First pitch set for 135. Michael Soroka on the bump for D.C. It is a 135 first pitch. You can hear the action right here on The Fan. We will get into the Washington Wizards top of the 11 o'clock hour and let our feelings out, A little bit, man. I saw, you know, a lot of folks were upset about the result of the draft lottery. I was upset about the result of the draft lottery. But, you know, now that I've had some time to compartmentalize everything and decompress, and we had the draft combine this past week in Chicago, get a little bit more insight on some of these prospects, I feel a hell of a lot better about where the Washington Wizards stand moving forward. We'll talk about them in full detail in this 11 o'clock hour. We'll also let you hear from Ted Leonsis, the owner of the Washington Wizards. Speaking of hoop, I feel like I'm in the minority with this. I talk about it a lot when I do my national radio for the Infinity Sports Network. Maybe it's a pipe dream of mine. Maybe I'm not being realistic all the way. But damn, it sure feels like the WNBA has a real opportunity to become the third most popular professional sport in North America. Right? Obviously, the NFL, the NBA. And I think based off of the boom that we've seen in the W over the past two, three seasons, I do think that with a little bit more exposure, a little bit more star power, which we're starting to see, it can be considered that third biggest professional sports league in the world. I say that in part because, well, this is tough, right? The NHL said, hold my beer this year because their Stanley Cup postseason has been absolute bedlam. Tremendous excitement each and every night. Buzzer beater finishes, physicality at an all-time high. You can't really beat it. It's tough. I've even caught myself tuned in to a couple of these, you know, Stanley Cup playoff games. But I think overall, from a understanding standpoint and a fundamental standpoint, folks just like basketball more than they like hockey.
And I think Ovi story, though, being nationwide, got a lot of people in, you know, watching this season that might not have, you know.
For sure. But at the end of the day, like, basketball is just always going to be more popular than hockey is, in America at least. That's how I would look at it. Now that the WNBA is ushering in its next wave of stars in this social media-driven era where personality and flamboyance is at an all-time high, I think they've got to capitalize on it. In case in point, I'm going to call them out for something that happened yesterday. I don't know if this is something that is purposeful. I don't know if this is, if there's an emphasis on the league saying, hey, look, you know, we want as many eyeballs on us as possible. Let's get a little rowdy. Yesterday, we got to see Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark, the rivalry that I think can have a similar impact on the WNBA that Magic and Bird had on the NBA back in the day. I think this is a very direct comparison, especially when you consider that both of these rivalries started at the amateur level, right? Like Bird versus Magic, their rivalry started in college. Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark, we know this rivalry started in college. There was a foul yesterday. First of all, if the league's going to grow, Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky got to compete. They got their ass whipped yesterday by the Indiana Fever. 93-58, Caitlin Clark, a triple-double, 20 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. Angel Reese with a double-double as well, 12 points, 17 rebounds. But you just heard me read out the score. It wasn't very competitive. Now, there was a point in the game that has made the rounds on social media and it's gone super viral. Angel Reese, left-hand drive, got fouled by Caitlin Clark, and she hit the deck. It was a tough foul, but the reaction of Angel Reese when she got up felt scripted. Felt scripted. Felt like the WNBA is very cognizant of that line that they're teetering right now of being popular, people not caring about it, and then people making a joke of it. It's kind of a fine line that they're walking. Angel Reese yesterday, though, if you saw the play, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well at NELL_BTP. I'll retweet the exchange on my Twitter. But the foul from Caitlin Clark, a routine foul that you normally see, she had a clear drive to the basket. Clark didn't want to give up the easy layup. She wanted to put Angel Reese on the free throw line. This is my problem. The foul itself was fine. The reaction from Angel Reese was fine as well, I guess. She got up, started talking trash. You know how Angel Reese is. She's kind of playing the villain role when it comes to, you know, the boom of the WNBA. And Caitlin Clark is everyone's cult hero.
I don't know. I like Angel better.
I like them both. I think they're both, you know, transcending the game, and I think they both.
Sure, I think it's fun to pick sides, though. That's kind of what makes it sort of fun. But I like Angel more than Caitlin, so I'm on Angel's side.
So Angel gets up yesterday and was barking at Caitlin Clark. My problem is the official. This was called on the floor a common foul. It was then upgraded to a flagrant foul, and that to me told me everything I needed to know about the agenda of the WNBA. No chance in hell that should have been upgraded to a flagrant foul. But because it was upgraded, think about what happens. You go to the replay center for review, play gets delayed, more emphasis gets put on what? The spat and the back and forth instead of the 30-point route that we were actually watching. So, going to be interesting to see how the W, you know, balances this throughout the course of their regular season. One thing I said last offseason that really hurt them, when they were at the peak of their powers last year, when Caitlin Clark mania is running wild, when Angel Reese mania is running wild, that Olympic break that they took, where they're off for like 3 weeks to a month damn near, killed them to me. Killed them. If you're trying to maximize popularity and grow something, taking a three-week hiatus at the peak of your season when the excitement level is at its peak, at self-sabotaging at its finest.
And Caitlin Clark did not play on the U.S. team.
Was a big debate as well, which I think that was another thing that was kind of
stupid
planted in there.
They should have put her in. I don't care.
It's a storyline, though, nonetheless, and it keeps the
league buzzing. You would have gotten eyeballs on the sport as a whole, and at a certain point, that's what's got to matter, too. You know, it's like I'm still bitter that the Mystics passed on Angel Reese. And you could be like, well, there's another player position they wanted more. I don't care. Bring the second biggest star in the sport to the city. I don't care.
Right.
Then you make it work. You build a damn team around her if you have to. 100%. But you don't sit there and let a player like that with that much attention on them. You just decide not to pick them. It's like, come on, man. Like,
it's real. And you obviously see what she's done. I DM'd the stat to myself yesterday. Her and Caitlin made some history yesterday. Angel Reese became the fastest player in WNBA history to reach 450-plus points and 450-plus rebounds. So she's been on a tear. She is like, can I describe her as Dennis Rodman? Like, she's the greatest rebounder in the history of the WNBA already. And her and Caitlin Clark, a big reason why this sport is going to continue to grow. We saw the debut of Paige Beckers over the weekend as well, this past year's number one overall pick. So the W, in my opinion, in a very good spot. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. First hour in the books here on The Fan as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon, getting you geared up for Nats baseball. When we come back, we'll keep things on the hardwood. Ted Leonsis, the owner of the Washington Wizards, he spoke to Front Office Sports and gave some insight on what last year was for the Washington Wizards. Let's hear from Ted next. This is The Fan.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.